This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, March 31st, brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, as expected, the USDA released a forecast today for a larger corn crop and smaller soybean crop than a year ago. A survey of the nation's crop farmers suggests corn acres will reach 95 1/3 million acres, while soybean acreage will fall from last year's 87 million. Farmer and market analyst Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net says corn profit potential is only marginal, but still better than soy.
While corn profit margins aren't exactly anything to write home about, the lack of soybean profit certainly scared a lot of growers away from planting beans. So you look on these maps that the USDA or NASS put out, and I mean, it's just red across the board on soybean acres and then blue across the board on corn acres. And so, you know, especially I-states, over 1 million acres in total, 600 of that coming out of Iowa, you know, Nebraska, Minnesota, you name it, 10% increase in Missouri.
The Ag Department is forecasting the soybean crop down to 83.5 million acres, a bit smaller than the average trade guess and in the middle of trade expectations.
Clearly, those acres are down, but at the same time, some folks thought that they could be even lower yet. We thought it might be closer to 82.75. You know, and so, you know, I totally get people being a little bit surprised here, but you've got to ask, you know, the typical grower, are they going to want to plant soybeans with a lot of fall harvest bids currently under $10? And I think that growers resoundingly said, no, that doesn't look good to us. That's not something we're interested in. And so they decided they'd, you know, kind of tip their cap over towards the corn side of the ledger.
Bennett says total row crop planted area slightly higher than last year.
Yeah, so last year you had 90.7 of corn and 87.1 of soybeans. So you're just shy, you know, of course, of 178. This year, we're pushing a little closer to 180. And, of course, some of those acres are coming over from cotton. If you look at all the places that you're losing, for instance, soybean acres, I mean, you know, you lost 5% or more from North Dakota all the way down through Oklahoma. So everyone in the Western Corn Belt, even Minnesota, down 5.4%. So, you know, there's a lot of areas that just simply have abandoned planting near as many soybean acres as what we thought.
Despite big planting projections for corn, Bennett says stocks are tight.
You know, I think that the main thing that jumps out at me after seeing these numbers, with quarterly stocks coming in as suggested, almost dead on money, it says that we're 200 million bushels lower than where we're at this time last year, which could suggest, you know, that we could end up maybe 300, 400 million bushels below last year's carryout number whenever it's all said and done. And so I've got to think that your old crop versus new crop spreads could be a pretty exciting.
Ag Secretary Burke Rollins today announcing $500 million to be made available for renewable fuel infrastructure. RFA's Jeff Cooper is pleased.
Yeah, we were really delighted to see that announcement from Secretary Rollins today. She made it at Elite Octane, an ethanol facility in Iowa that's one of RFA's member companies, so really happy to have her on site there. But those HBIP funds, those infrastructure dollars, had been frozen along with lots of the other programs at USDA, which is fairly typical for any new administration coming in. But happy to see those funds released today and flowing back into the hands of retailers.
Kirk Kavark with the Clean Fuels Alliance said it's the right move.
Could not be more thrilled with this announcement today. Both the announcement and the words that were used by USDA in acknowledging homegrown biofuels as being a key component of domestic energy dominance.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Frozen Food Institute. As the voice of growers and processors who make frozen fruits, vegetables, and prepared foods, AFFI is visiting Capitol Hill this week to share how frozen food is a partner in creating nutrition policy solutions. Freezing locks in the taste and nutrition of foods and provides many food choices for different needs, whether fruits and vegetables or just like home and restaurant-style meals. Learn more at www.frozenadvantage.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.